listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, providing information to help you grow your business on eBay, even if you've made a complete mess of the rest of your life. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Ask any seller what's at the top of their holiday wish list, and they'll probably tell you increased traffic and sales, and not just at the holidays, but all year round. And here now to share some free and easy ways to drive traffic and sales is Roger Kieserling. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Key Web Co. Roger, is one of those ways going to involve social media, I hope?
Oh, yes, always. Favorite and the biggest way, I think, to get your stuff out there, get yourself known.
What's your social media strategy?
Okay, well, that's fun. Okay, it's in four parts, really. First and most important with social media is to get your brand, your imagery, and who you are out there. If you're selling hats, then you need to use imagery that goes with hats and make sure that that image goes into your Facebook page and your Twitter page and all your pages. And then you want to put information about how, maybe about what type of hats you're selling. Anything that is relevant about what you're selling.
Or what you know, we're having a little bit of a problem with your telephone or whatever you're speaking into. It keeps going in and out, Roger. Are you using a speakerphone?
Well, no. Not.
Okay, that's better. Keep going.
Okay. Is that any better?
Yes.
That's better, yeah.
Okay. So get people to know who you are is the first strategy. And then second is to show them why they want to shop at your store. And there's a lot of people that sell hats, so you have to show them something. And what I choose is value. There's a value to coming to my Key Web Co. business page. There's a value coming to my shop. There's a value going to my Twitter. And what value do I try to give them is I put news feeds in with interesting articles. I put jokes and fun pictures, so bring smiles to everyone's face every day. And then I like art, so I put art in there and current events. And then I stick some items and some advertising in, which is the third strategy, which is to run ads on Facebook and other social media platforms.
Ah, that's interesting.
So, Griff, he has, let me see, feedback of 6,002, 99.7% positive feedback, and this item I'm looking at now, he's top rated plus. So this is a good seller.
Yeah, and there's a neutral right up at the top. I just got 6,000, and I looked, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, there's a neutral feedback on top.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh,
it won't
no.
kill you, though. It's always...
Yeah, and
it's...
you know what? Unfortunately, every time I roll over 1,000, I get a neutral near the... Well, you can see it near the 1,000 rollover.
You know what it is? It's the universe kind of bringing us down to reality, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I wish it would
before
just leave
we feel too
right. But you know, with the
puffed
numbers
up about
I have,
ourselves.
I'm not complaining.
Exactly.
Okay, and then the fourth thing is... social media selling groups, and that's a big deal to me. That's how I get actual eBay products on Facebook and Pinterest and everywhere else. The one that I do is called Hashtag Solds. It also has a business page, which is Solds Network. And what you do is you can join a group. There's Pinterest ones. There's all kinds. And you put an item in, and then you share another person's item or a few others. And what happens with that is you're taking your product, which eBay is already putting out there. Someone else picks it up, and they put it on their Pinterest, or they put it on their Twitter, or they put it on their Facebook page, or they put it in the selling group where you can actually buy it directly from eBay by clicking the link. And what happens is, you know, SEO is real important. Mm-hmm. And how do you get it? Well, bots crawling your items. So if someone happens to be searching for, let's say, your hats, And you put it in a selling group, and three or four members shared it. And in my group, which is the smallest one, it has a business page, which we run ads and marketing. It gets even more advertising. Your chance of selling on that is higher because it's out there more. And that is my four-point strategy using social media.
It sounds like a good strategy. What about the idea of networking as a way to drive traffic and sales? I mean, you have all these different points, but is there a way to draw them, or do you have a way of drawing them all together through by networking?
Networking is done. It's more complicated. You have to find on social media or in your local area a meetup group or something, a series of two or three people that you trust, you get along with. You know, I belong to.
Oh, boy.
We lost him.
We did, and there was something wrong with the phone, I think. We're going to try to get him back real quick.
Okay.
But
he brings up some good points, and that's, you know, utilizing, we talk about this a lot, social media, but in a way that is appealing and compelling. Because I still see too many people, they throw up a listing. Just listed on eBay.
Yeah. Mm,
thanks.
Okay, am I back?
Oh, and you
there
sound great.
There you are, good. You sound better. Go for it.
Okay, awesome. So where did I leave off? I was talking about networking,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Exactly.
Okay, well, networking is really cool. I like to use Zoom. But what you do is you go to a meetup or you go to the 20th anniversary party that eBay had, and you meet some friends, and then you find them, and it doesn't matter if they sell the same thing or even on the same platform. It really makes no difference. And you get to know them, and over a series of time, you do Zooms, which is where you can go on a computer and share screens and talk, interface with each other. And what happens is you'll find out that everybody that you network with knows something that you don't, and you know something they don't, or you have an angle or an idea that they might not think of. And what happens is if you network with three or four people over a year or two, your business is going to grow. I've been networking with several friends over the last several years, and without that extra little input from other people, I would have lost a lot of opportunities and missed ideas.
Any tips for ramping up traffic and sales during the holidays, Roger?
Yeah, now that I like to use video and imagery. There's an app that's free. It's called Viva Video.
Oh, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. All you have to do is grab a couple of your images from your items. You might not want to use sound if you're running a Facebook ad, but you can. If it's just on your page, you post it to your page. They share nicely. If you look at my personal page, which is Roger Kaiserling, you will notice that my icon is actually a moving Viva video. I wish they had that on the business pages, but they don't have that yet. I've been nagging Facebook for that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
Yes, it's
so what
cool.
Is, did you say it was RogerKaiserling.com?
It's just R-O-G-E-R space K-E-Y-S-E-R-L-I-N-G, and that would be my first personal Facebook page.
That's oh, Facebook page. Oh, I see. I
yeah.
see. Okay,
he's
Facebook.
Talking about Facebook here.
I got it. So I just got there.
Yeah, that's the only place.
Oh, I see.
Boy, I wish those were on the business pages. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be, yes.
Yeah.
Is that active stuff, Griff?
That's my little top-rated seller in that image. Did you notice?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I use that, but in the holidays, if you go over to my store, I don't know if you'll see it on my Facebook page because I did a remodel, but in my KeyWebco store, which is KeyWebco.com on eBay, you'll see, did I put it in my eBay store? Yeah, I think it's in my eBay store. There's the Halloween decorations up.
Good time of year for that.
Yeah, and I did it on my logo. The border of my logo. And that works because you can take your logo from eBay, put it on your Facebook page, stick a little pumpkin border or Christmas wreath border around it, run a very small boost post on it, make sure you put your links in, you know, do it on a weekend for $3, $5, and even if you only pull one or two clicks, if they buy, you've only invested $3, $5 in a Facebook ad. And I think those help. I invest a lot more than that.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
2012 was my first sale of a Fashion Fever Barbie that I found at a clearance sale.
Yeah. How much did it sell for?
Oh, my gosh, I don't even remember. But it wasn't much because it wasn't very good.
But it's still...
I started off with used clothing and a few leftover Barbies. No items at all. I've got 4,200, I think, now. And that was since 2012.
Wow.
Is this a full-time thing for you?
Oh, major full-time. As a matter of fact, I'm building a second warehouse, and I have almost as much unlisted as I do listed, so no more sourcing for a bit.
So if Nancy's still listening to this, Nancy, I want you to know, here's a guy who started out with a few items in 2012. And
Nancy, who's Nancy?
The woman we spoke to earlier today. Who
was that, Nancy?
I think it was Nancy, wasn't
no,
it?
No, I don't think it was Nancy.
No?
No, I think it was Bonnie.
Oh, Bonnie, I'm sorry. Yes, it was. It was Bonnie. Bonnie, here's a fella who, you know, has grown significantly. Do you have any helpers at all?
Actually, I kind of do. I have. I live on a farm, and the person that used to help on the farm kind of now doesn't help on the farm, but they pull items and help me ship. I would not be able to increase my business any larger than I am now. Without that additional help, there's just none.
Roger, it's been lovely.
It's always a pleasure when you come on. We learn something new. Thank you. This segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software. Coming up next, holiday preparation. That's for you, so stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio. You really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.